doing it live. Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to episode 101 of the Guardian Hub podcast, where we talk Destiny and our love of the game. We occasionally bring on different guests and communities to learn about them, their experiences in Destiny, and discuss other topics. And this week, our guests are no one. Maybe Sin. Are you our guest tonight?
Sin, I am.
We need you to come up with a topic on the fly tonight. We don't know what we're doing. We have nothing to talk about. No, we have stuff to talk about. How are you guys doing?
It's okay to have a shorter episode. We don't need to have multiple 3-hour episodes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. I'm sure we have stuff to talk about still.
We have stuff to talk about. Absolutely. Like what we've been doing in the game. Desraven, how's your night going?
It's going. It's a thing. It's been going. Yeah.
In this lovely month of March, I guess technically our last recording was the last day of February, so we are in March now.
Yeah. Yes, we are.
Everyone getting their taxes done and all of that.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
You know, working. Taxes done, working. That's about it. And drinking lemonade.
Hmm.
I actually might need to take a break and just get some alcohol instead.
I had a margarita tonight. We were taking a drive just because we wanted to get out of the house and didn't have plans on going anywhere, but someone recommended this Mexican place in a smaller town we were coming through on our way back to Salt Lake City, and we stopped in, and it was pretty good.
Nice.
Got myself a house margarita and some chili verde, and had a good time.
Nice.
Solid. I need some good Mexican food in my life. It's been a while since I've had some good Mexican food.
Yeah. Do I need a DoorDash you some Taco Bell?
Yes. That's not good Mexican food, though. That's like fourth meal food.
Yeah. It'll have to do for now, huh?
Yes. Yes, it will.
God, this episode brought to you by Taco Bell.
Right. You joke, but I'm getting hungry.
So. Nachos right? Okay. Grande.
So it kind of is, except we're not getting paid. But, you know, we'll podcast and then we'll eat.
This episode brought to you by DoorDash.
Yeah.
Craving a fourth meal? Get it now.
Well, I know I did several things in the game this week. What did you do, Des, in the game that you want to talk about?
I've been lazy with Destiny this week, actually. I've been in like a different kind of mindset, but I grinded out another holy crap ton of Nightfalls because this week's Nightfall being the Fallen Saber, finally. Yay.
Mm-hmm.
And B, Shadow Price was back on the table, so I want to be another one.
Speaking of, sorry.
Or actually, want to be one, just period.
Yeah. Sin, maybe we should do that instead of Gambit. But go on, Des. Yes, it is.
All the Nightfalls.
Speaking of that, and I do want to hear about your Shadow Price. I know there was some confusion. Is it 4x reward? Because the way they were saying 2x, but someone clarified and said, no, it's just 2x rewards.
Well, the thing is, I think the last time they did this, there was definitely some confusion. But one of them is like double champion rewards, and then the other one is the actual double Nightfall itself reward completion. So, sort of technically 4x, but
yeah,
just two different categories.
Two different categories, whatever. They seem like I hopped in so far, I think it was mostly just the first day. I did like 3 or 4, and things did seem to be dropping plentifully. In fact, I got 2 different Shadow Prices in the same hour period of just a couple runs. Did you get any good rolls? How many Shadow Prices?
I got 2 or 3. One of them was definitely not a great roll because I got a couple and then the third one dropped and it's like, yeah, that was not so good. I'll start deleting. soon as I load up the item manager here, because, you know, totally prepared and not buying time to have this dead just air needs or anything.
This is a casual podcast. We're allowed to be a little sloppy in this one.
This right. episode brought to you by Taco Bell. While Steffy is looking up his rolls, learn there about the new right. chalupa.
Yeah, all right. So the one I'm probably going to end up using is a fourth time's charm swashbuckler.
Which, nice.
Like I said, it's not a bad, it's not an awful roll by any means. It's definitely usable. And the other one I'm keeping is just to test out a killing wind and one for all. And then the third one got canned, so it was awful.
Yeah, I want to like Shadow Price. I guess, especially if something's arc, I'll be pulling it out. But other than that, there's so many other weapons I would probably rather use in the energy slot.
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, because that's the thing, because it's a precision frame auto rifle, which it's sitting in kind of like that weird zone. You know, because it's just slower than the 600 of the adaptive frame, so it's just not quite. You know, it doesn't feel quite that great, because I feel like the adaptives are kind of like the minimal for like the best feeling auto rifles in PvE.
Mm-hmm.
And rapid fires are usually feel a little better, take down things a little quicker, but yeah. It's just a weird archetype that just sadly still it's the story of Shadow Price all over again. It just doesn't really yeah. have a place to call its own in any meta. It'll yeah. do the job well, just not well enough.
I really wish this week with the double drops would have been palindrome, actually. Oh well, I'll get it eventually. Send
for sure.
Yeah, I've had my Shadow Price, but I haven't really used it. And by really haven't used it, I haven't used it at all, actually. So, and I'm getting spammed with invites, really. That is a
no. Who's doing that?
I don't know. My name is Kingsley Macklemore. I did get my Shadow Price. I got it. I can't remember what I got. I haven't used it at all, though. But I can tell you that this week I've done a lot, or I feel like I've done a lot. I did my Master Presage, and then I got nice. My Catalyst at least, so that's done.
Nice.
What else have I done? I've caught up on my weekly challenges, week 1, 2, and 3. Those are all completed nice. 100%. I had some mayhem to finish up. What else did I get done? I've been playing some comp because I need to get some comp matches done for this week's challenge. But I also have not finished my 15 gambit wins that I need. So I'm a little bit behind there. And I want to say, didn't we did 100K Nightfall? That was the night we tried to do the 12-man raid that didn't really work very well. But that night, I did see a lot of people doing 12-man raids. I'm not sure if you all had any success getting a 12-man group together or not. But I've seen it a few times in people in my friends list, especially on PlayStation.
Yeah, you just have to keep trying. But I was kind of done trying an hour in. I don't know about all of y'all.
It was maybe 30 minutes in.
No, it was an hour. You weren't keeping track of the time.
I'm pretty sure it was 30 minutes. Maybe 45. I'll give you that, because I think the raid was supposed to start at 10. And then we switched a couple of the primaries on each side. And Kitty and Axe tried it, and they're in the same household. So we still couldn't get it to work.
Oh, we even tried another same household. We tried Kato and Rags. Rage. So we call them Rags.
Yeah, Rags.
Yeah, and they didn't get it to work either.
Yeah, that's it's all good.
I blame Sin somehow. I don't know what went wrong, but I still somehow blame you.
It's his fault.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But, you know, this 12-man raid thing, it'll be interesting to try. I'm not, like, itching one way or the other. I'm going to try another group up coming up here within the next week or so, but maybe before they patch it. But still, though, it's fun to, you know, Deepstone is still easy enough that it's fun to get people through, even with six, the normal way of doing it. We got... Who was it that didn't have a clear when we were trying that night to do the 10-man raid? And then Kitty only had one clear. Axe, not Axe? Tons. No,
Did Axe have a clear or no?
I think it was Rage. No, he had a clear. Maybe everyone did have a clear, but Kitty only had one. And she still has not played at all since the last time she raided. So she was still like 20. So... you know, I forget about like, oh yes, the raid is easy, but if you're 12-20, you still want to be a little bit careful. We're in third encounter and she's like, you know, I'm just going to stay in the corner like they told me to do last time. I'm like, why? It's easy. You know, we can just have you pick up bombs. And like, guarding down. Okay. We'll have you stay in the corner then. You know, even though the third counter is less technically challenging, the power levels up. So, you know, each
time. Oh, yes. Less technical with chaos method.
Mm-hmm. But we got it done. So that was a good clear there. I got my master presage also. And, nice. You know, I did a lot, some solo triumph weekly stuff also. Sin, you know, the one that's annoying me, I'm just going to have to take control and because can't count on the blueberries, that's for sure, is the. Make sure to keep two ghost disabled, or what's that one?
Oh, yeah, for the battlegrounds.
Yes. You have to stop. You have to go through two battlegrounds, and of course, there's only two that have this option. It's the two newer ones, but two battlegrounds of nothing disrupting the ghost. So on the Nessus one inside the tunnels, that's the one where Scions come running up at first to disrupt the ghost. And then later on, there's a... I think on both of them, they're kind of like those unstoppable champions. So they come running fast. So you got to take care of it. And then of course on the other one is on the, Earth, you know, Cosmodrome. There's the one with the hive and eventually the ogre comes running up. And every single time when the champion comes running up, for some reason, the blueberries are dead at exactly that moment. We're off doing something else. Now, to be fair, I didn't prep myself for having a good, unstoppable build. I had just the minimal one. I had the melee one. I figured with three of us, we'll still get it done. And then I have the sword mod and we'll just get it done, but we're not getting it done. So might have to even go in with a team, you know what I mean, to an actual fire team. We'll get it done eventually.
One day.
Yeah, but I haven't... I guess I could consider myself a little more on the casual side these last couple of weeks of playing in the game. So it sounds like all three of us... I mean, obviously there's a lot of fun things still going on, but I've taken a little bit lighter these last couple of weeks and been busy podcasting. We had our huge, you know, our 100th episode came out. Before this three-hour extravaganza.
Great.
We're still hungover from that party. Right? That's what we're telling ourselves. We're still hungover from Gator's craziness.
That's a lot. Let's say though. Just a little bit at least.
Yeah. And Stacy and I were a guest on the latest Guardian Down, which will be out by the time you hear this. Stacy was the main guest, but we kind of wanted to team up together for that. And so I was on the episode also. Had a fun time talking to those guys over at Guardian Down. Mostly Hazel, not so much Gator.
So no spoilers then. You can't tell us anything about it. No spoilers.
Yeah, the episode isn't out yet. You know, it will be by the time this releases. So...
Especially, it probably will be by the time we finish recording.
If for some reason it's not, we'll have Sin hold on this episode until Guardian Down comes out.
Yeah, I'm sure Gator will have his out.
Yes,
in advance.
So
it's not really spoilers, even though it's.
So all this means is you, Sin, and Dez can't say anything until the actual episode comes out. Since in real time, it hasn't come out yet.
I already know anyway.
Congratulations to me and Stacy. We have the new record right now. And Stacy has the record over me. I got 35. Ooh. 34 was the record so far with H. Yeah. And Stacy got 39.
Oh, God.
I know.
Oh.
She is on fire with that, apparently.
Yep.
God.
Did she listen to my tips and tricks episode?
No. Nope. But I don't know. She's very detail-oriented and a musician, so maybe she was able to use that to just kind of think quickly on her feet.
That's potential, because, yeah, you'd have to, yeah, keeping tempo and things active, like, yeah, I can see that.
The true story is she's just awesome. That's why.
Oh, 100%.
Now we're not sure if Gator's going to keep that as sometimes the spouses have their own classification. So I don't know if he's going to just keep mine at 35 or Stacy's also. Ugh. I think he should keep hers, you know.
Yeah, keep hers separate. Give her a thing. Don't be sexist, Gator.
But I'll tell you this. I hope either way, I hope no one gets higher than 34 for the rest of the year. Because I was 35, and then we can also say that Stacy beat me.
Did he?
As it goes.
Did he give her easier questions? Did you say?
I mean,
because I think he did
he
that.
Claims with... he did, but it sounded pretty fair to me.
Gotcha. Because either that, or what do they do with their wives last year? Didn't they either add more time or different questions?
So I'm not sure. We just didn't really talk about it all. You can quality control check that Sin after the fact.
Nah, too much time involved.
Alert the legal team.
Yeah, the legal team. And I do have to report also, I said this on the podcast with them too, that at least for mine, you could decide on your own Sin, but the lawsuit's officially closed now because Gator did read at a good speed for me. So I was happy. I accept how fast he read it.
It's about time he did something.
I know, right? That's probably how I was able to get 35. And honestly, I could have gotten 36. And I was trying to be funny in a couple spots because I knew I was going pretty fast. But I shouldn't have done a couple. So when you hear it, oh gosh, I'm giving away all these things. But like when you hear it, my wife too and Gator were like, well, you got to... Don't answer them all. Gator said, don't answer them all with the last answer. I'm like, no, I would probably actually do the first answer more than the last answer because you can say that one sooner right after, right? But I was kind of joking. I don't actually do that. But then when I was starting to actually answer them, I was worried he was going to think I was just being fake. So I tried to a couple times, make it sound like, no, really, this is the answer. You know, I was like psyching myself out too.
Oh,
it's all in good fun. Gator in the podcast circuits this last week with us and two Titans and a Hunter. And then me over there.
He's running the gambit of podcasts, you would say?
Yeah. Well, what else is going on in the news? I guess we can pull up the TWAB and see.
The only thing that really matters in the news is hashtag Team Dino.
Oh, yes. We do need to talk about that. About what does that go through the 8th? I think it wasn't going to be that long. Let me see if I can.
Tomorrow.
This week at Bungie.
It was definitely a light twop, though, all in all.
Yes.
Mainly, okay. I think a large chunk of it was mainly talking about the raid along.
Yes, raid along.
Deep dive, sorry. Whatever the crap they want to call it now.
I know Sin and I watched some of that. Did you see it at all, Dez?
Nope.
It was pretty good. Pretty good.
I mean, I kind of meant to, but then I forgot because Friday happened and
mm-hmm.
WandaVision ended.
Yep.
I can get into that a little later because, oh my God.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, let's do that a little bit later.
Well, I'm only 3 episodes in, so.
And I'm going to spoil everything for you. No, I'm kidding.
I mean, that's okay. I don't care about the spoilers. I am so confused.
No, you will be. You will be. It's kind of how it's designed. Legitimately, the episode that kind of starts explaining things is episode 4.
Oh, I'm like right there. All right, gotta go. You can find me over on
Twitch. Just be patient, Sin. You can't expect to any series, you're not going to understand everything by the 3rd episode.
But I want to.
Or at least a good series, you won't understand everything by the 3rd episode.
I'd say Wanda is definitely much cuter in color.
Well, I appreciate your way, being a visual person. I never liked black and white movies, even though, the romanticism of it. Like, no, I want color.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that kind of art style. I think it's cool in some sense. I kind of like how they mixed it. I like how they started off, and you know, I don't know how the season's going to end just yet. I know Des already knows how it's going to end, but like for how it is and the art style that they've approached or how they've approached it, I think it's pretty cool so far.
Yeah, actually, hilariously, for the first couple of episodes, considering it's settled in 1960s and 70s sitcoms, respectively. They actually consulted Dick Van Dyke on, like, how, you know, how to get that classic feel of sitcoms, like with the physical comedy and the practical effects and things like that. So they actually went a huge extra mile to make sure it felt like in the era, like every step of the way.
And the music each time is different. And yeah, everything. I mean, okay, Sin, you started talking about it, so I guess we're talking about it now.
You're right.
Even though we'll have to come back
just
to Destiny.
Just kind of happened.
That's okay.
We're like, we'll talk about it in a little bit. And Sin's like, yeah, but let me tell you about it.
Right.
It's all good.
This is going to be one of those episodes. We're just going to go wherever.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah,
because I mean, like I said, this series has huge implications. Considering this series, the Loki series, and the next Spider-Man movie, all apparently lead into the next Doctor Strange movie. So this has massive implications.
Yeah, and I just finally did some research. Supposedly the next Doctor Strange movie isn't coming out till 2022, maybe springish or something,
if I over that correctly. March the 25th of 2022 is its tentative release date, as long as everything doesn't get shuffled down again.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But yeah, literally over 365 days away for Doctor Strange 2.
Hey, gives us a lot of time to catch up on other things.
It gives me more time to finally catch up on some of the other Marvel stuff now that I've been meaning to, because from watching this, I'm like, yeah, I think I should get more of the picture now.
Yeah, it's actually hilariously, ever since that came out, it's what I've been doing and why I've kind of taken a couple days off Destiny. because Disney Plus has a very nifty feature, if you ever scroll down far enough to see it, and it's the MCU movies in timeline order.
Oh, that's gonna be good for me. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Because instead of starting with the first Iron Man movie, it starts with the first Captain America movie because it happens World War II era.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever 90% of the movie happens, that's where it's placed, and everything is in that list. From it starts with Captain America, and it ends with WandaVision. So it's all laid out
right now.
Yeah, well, like I said, that's what I've spent since Friday That's what I've been doing. I've been binging Marvel movies in timeline order because it is fantastic.
Well, yeah. And Universe Phase 1, Universe Phase 2, Phases 3 and 4, and then timeline in order. Yep, I see here. Timeline in order. Yep. Okay.
Yep, it's all the way at the bottom, so it's very hard to... If you don't scroll... The only reason I saw it before, again, because I was looking to see everything they had, and I... Because just below that are all the animated series where you can watch the old X-Men 90s cartoon, which is still fantastic to watch. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, we all have a lot to watch then.
No, well, right? Because like, it's right there.
Does Disney Universe, I'm assuming they don't have any of the Marvel shows in there that go along with the timeline. It's only the movies, right?
There have been no other shows.
No, I'm like...
You mean the Netflix series?
Yeah, like some of the Netflix stuff. I mean, obviously, they wouldn't have that.
You mean all the Netflix stuff that got canceled? Yeah. It doesn't even matter anymore?
So what was it that they had Netflix? I had a picture of it.
Luke Cage, Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Iron Fist were all... and of course, the Defenders, which was basically their version of Avengers. But yeah, seems like all that's not going to be worth a crap. Oh yeah, and Punisher, that was in there. That was just super sad because
Agent Carter series, all those,
all that stuff.
The Consultant, apparently that's in there.
The Consultant.
Shields.
Well, that's that was an ABC show. So, no way, ABC. Does Disney own much.
ABC's Disney. So yeah, Disney owns ABC.
Okay. I don't think they have Agents of Shield, but then again,
Einhorn Finkel.
Basically, WandaVision has kind of retconned a large chunk of Agents of Shield as non-canon anymore. So. That's sad.
Man.
Hey, I'm fine. You know, Sin, let's just pretend that stuff doesn't exist and just take care of it with Disney.
Yeah, I could do that. That's probably the better way to handle it, honestly.
Like, legitimately. Now, Agent Carter could potentially still be considered. I mean, considering that character is all throughout Captain America. But yeah, other than that, yeah, like there's not really much anything else now. I don't think that is explicitly linked to the MCU, other than the Disney Plus series that are coming out.
Because Disney is our new overlords, and that's all that matters.
I mean, if they keep giving us stuff like WandaVision has me so hyped for Falcon and the Winter Soldier, which FYI is coming out in like 2 weeks. Cannot wait to see that.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I wasn't too hyped about WandaVision, and then I came in while my wife was watching episode 3. I'm like, yeah, this is cool enough. And then she's like, you want to go back and watch them? They're only half an hour each. I'm like, oh, yeah, if they're only half an hour each. And then I got into it.
Yeah. Like, it's... It's confusing, but I really like the way they start you out, just kind of like in the middle of everything. And because it's like I told my wife, it's yeah, like legitimately the way they have it set up, like it's kind of a snowball effect as it goes through the episodes, like as far as like plot points and things not seeming right. There's just hints of it in episode 1. Episode 2 has a few more hints, and just like everything just gets bigger and bigger and just keeps on rolling. And the only thing that breaks that is, I think it's episode 8, because it's very similar to episode 4. So it kind of goes back and explains a little more. And then episode 9 just kind of picks up where it left off.
Mm-hmm.
Which, of course, is the series finale, which isn't a spoiler because that's the name of the episode. is series finale.
Yes, everyone series. Go watch it. Sorry, we're talking about it a lot, but pretty much everyone who has watched it's enjoyed it. So, you know, we'll get back to Destiny here in a second. But yeah, it's a great show. Recommend it. Blah, blah, blah. Everyone's talking about it. So might as well give it a try.
And for those that haven't watched episode 9 yet, wait to the end credits. There's a scene. It's not good. I mean, it's great, but it's not good. And that's all I'm going to say about it.
It's not good for who?
Anybody.
There's that scene that leads to Doctor Strange 2, right?
Yes. Yes. And for those that have watched episode 9, I have an entirely lengthy description of a very important plot element in Guardian Downcast Discord WandaVision channel. So
check that out.
Yeah, that's
so I should go check it out right now. Why don't we just talk
about
it?
Not right now, so we do need to move on to some more Destiny talk.
It is a spoiler. And like I said, it's a lot to talk about, and it's a lot to unpack because it has huge implications that will echo and resound. Basically, Kevin Feige wasn't wrong. The things that are happening in WandaVision are going to echo all throughout Phase 4. So, yeah.
Cool. Okay. We will definitely, I'm sure we'll talk about this a little bit more, especially when it's like less spoilerish for more people in a week or two. Then we can pretty much assume that, you know, anyone who's still meaning to catch up would have caught up by then. So, but we do need to talk about the topic, the main topic of the week. Everyone's in a fight. They can't agree. Bungie's dividing the community. Isn't that so mean of them, dividing the community like this?
It's not really divided. I want to say 90% is Team Dino.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. But yes, I do think the majority. Okay, anyways, Monster versus Dino.
Percent.
Versus basically the Autobots. I mean, that's what it looks like.
I know, right? I saw a Reddit post that compared the Titan helmet to Grimlock. And then I saw the Titan helmet and was like, they're not wrong.
Yeah, that's kind of why I don't really like the Dino one, to be fair. I know most people do, from what I'm hearing. If I had to guess from what I'm seeing on Twitter and talking to people, I'm guessing that 60, 70% have been going for Team Dino, but maybe I'm off.
It's fair because it does look goofy, but once you bring up Autobots, it's like, or to be fair, bring up the Dinobots. It's like, okay. I can see it. I get it. Yeah.
Especially the one with the the hunter with the antenna on the top. I mean, they didn't have to add that.
I know, right?
They didn't?
No. And for the warlock, too. Even though I don't mind that dinosaur look, I just, being the warlock main and with the monster set, the warlock monster is pretty sweet. Everyone kind of admits the warlock's one of the better of the monster ones, so you know, that's why I voted for monster. I don't care, even though the Titan looks a little goofy for the monster. The Cyclops. do you want to be the Cyclops in
negative Ghost Rider? Negative. Yeah,
I'm not like the Cyclops helmet. Actually,
yeah, I'm not a fan.
Not a fan?
Yeah.
You Cyclops hater.
I am a fan of the Dino Titan one, but that's the extent of it.
Mm-hmm.
But Dez, any other thoughts other than that?
The Dino is eating your face, Sin. I just don't get it.
Yeah, no.
I don't care one way or the other, to be honest, because chances are I'm probably not going to use it.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, whatever we get, I might use pieces of it, but I'm like still on the overarching hunt of like, a full set of Dreaming City armor, because I mean, when you want to talk about the way an armor just looks, oof, it's hard to beat the Revier Dawn.
Yeah, I agree, and the not just the Dreaming City, but also the Last Wish Raid Hunter set is amazing.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah.
Well, in just another short couple seasons, you two can have transmog and have anything you want.
I like the Warlock Monster one. It, other than like the fins, the gill face type thing, it almost reminds me of like the Crota set from D1 with the ornaments. It's kind of has a cool style, and that's why I like it a lot too. I was mentioning also on Guardian Downcast, because we talked about this, that what's really what's more interesting to this to me than anything else is the fact that they're asking us way ahead of time to vote on this. It seems like something's going to be interesting about Festival of Lust this year. Might we actually get a different, slightly different activity this year around finally?
Probably not.
Come on, have faith, Des. I hope.
No. I have faith. I mean, it's just, I mean, I'm sorry. I probably mentioned it last time, but my expectation, unlike 99.9% of the vocal community, my expectation for seasonal events is extraordinarily low, because they're free for everyone.
Yeah, that is a
fair point. Yeah, they're probably very low on the priority list, and I'm okay with that. So, yeah.
It's kind of funny though that they're having us vote this far ahead of time. Stacy jokes about something that I don't want to spoil here yet, but go listen to their episode. But like, she gives a funny reason why we're voting on it so early ahead of time.
So they can pay for another artist to make it.
Yes. You're not far off what she was thinking, but oh my gosh. Live update. These people in this Nightfall with me are plebs. Oh, hi, Sin. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going? you can actually see how I play when I'm actually trying to podcast. It's not very good. And I'm not, and it's not like I stay alive much more than this normally. But like, I bubbled myself in a corner and just sat there for a few moments so I could pull up the TWAB and look at these armor sets again that we were talking about. And yeah, I do like the Warlock one from the monster side. That is a good looking one.
But I probably won't like be maining it much or wearing it much either. This is just kind of a fun thing that they're having us vote for ahead of time. It's kind of interesting for sure.
It's definitely interesting. And a lot of the previews do look quite early, which, I mean, you know, considering it's way ahead of time. Yeah. If that will load for me so I can get a good look. Yeah, the Hunter Dino isn't too awful, but wait a minute. Huh. That monster armor.
Yeah, Hunter monster armor is definitely better than, you know, if the Titan helm was a little bit different, I would be more with the monster, but nah.
You know, it's kind of like the Festival of Lost Warlock armor last year. The only thing I don't like about that armor is legitimately just for general use, I just don't like the fact that they added the fangs to the helmet of the Warlock armor. But that's just a very small nitpick for me in that.
Yeah, it is kind of funny. And I'm just noticing now, too, the gills, even on the legs down below. I didn't notice that yet. That's hilarious.
You kind of look like something out of, what is that? Pacific Rim. You look like one of those giant Pacific Rim monsters.
Except we're not giant.
Uh-oh. Oh. What happened?
Who was that?
I think that was Dez.
Yes.
All right. We didn't miss much, I don't think. Just we heard a leave and a rejoin. So just wanted to make sure.
Because SN was talking, I heard Discord crap out on me.
Ah, okay.
cuts in, like, faded out mid-sentence. I'm like, aha, gotcha this time. So, yeah.
That was just me taking a nap.
Right.
All right. Well, let's then quickly go over what else. Is there anything else interesting in the TWAB here? Let's see. International Women's Day. That's pretty cool. If you order a pin on the website, you can also get an emblem that they have. It's kind of this purplish green wavy emblem, and proceeds go to I haven't heard of this charity yet, AnitaB.org. I don't know if any of you have heard of that charity yet.
Mm-mm. I have not.
It looks like it's obviously helping women, and I wish I knew more. Sorry very much about that, but please check it out if you're so inclined. And then what else is in the TWAB? Anything good, Des? I don't know.
I mean, the fact that the known issues list is incredibly small actually is very satisfying to see right now.
It is. It's getting more hopeful.
Right. And most of it's really non-issues.
They do talk about the teleporting issue. I don't know that we've had that teleporting issue that much. Have you all?
Yes. They basically, that is one good point to bring up, because they mentioned when they retuned certain things and modified how the game reads things, they basically took two lanes of traffic that the game is used to thinking in and made it into a singular lane of traffic, which is why things are getting a little jittery, because especially in Battlegrounds, because with all the flame effects of certain Cabal enemy types, the Incendiors, it's a lot for the game to manage on a single track right now.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to fine tune that.
I'm going to try to pay more attention. I just haven't really noticed it much.
It's
maybe I have the new engine that no one has yet.
I know it is super obvious in a second phase Tanix, like the dregs and everything, how they just kind of pop around sometimes.
Okay.
But
that's where I've always been like that. Most. Leviathan.
Oh, yeah. I mean, think of Oryx.
Yeah.
We're legitimately... Does everyone forget when Oryx Challenge dropped? And the first time Oryx Challenge dropped, very few people could complete it because actually doing the challenge could crash out the game. Until Bungie fixed it.
Yeah, so I'll have to keep an eye out on Battlegrounds, but raids, I almost expect a little bit of teleporting enemies. Seems like that's been going on for quite a while.
Right. It's still annoying. But I'm glad they are looking to fix it. That makes me a little bit happy, because it's happened to me quite a bit. And you go to shoot something and it moves around and it's like, come on. I can't aim as it is, but when I do and then teleport,
but it's just not fair.
I agree. The minimal list is
Zin wants the ads to stand still.
I just want them to act appropriately. I need them to be the good girl they were always had to be. Conceal, don't feel.
All right.
Jeez. You asked for it.
Next topic. Oh, God.
But those are basically, I mean, it's a very light TWAB this week.
Yeah, and that's all right. The huge one the week before. Well, it wasn't in the TWAB, but you know, the State of the Game Road to Witch Queen right before the TWAB.
I'm kind of happy as a light TWAB because, last week was a little nuts.
Oh, yeah. That's what helped add to our having our 3-hour
episode. Right. Last week was a little nuts, so I'm kind of happy that information is digestible. That, in my mind, is basically fried from doing deep dives into MCU. It's
Is that a problem?
Yes, Galactica, because I've been rewatching.
It's only a problem because, I mean, I'm a comic book nerd, especially, I mean, from the Marvel side, more specifically X-Men, but, you know, general Marvel knowledge I have, like, quite a bit of. But, yeah, it's diving into that and, like, thinking of the possibilities and how they're going to portray it, it's massive.
Fair enough.
Well, I do want to mention one other quick thing that we noticed in the game. You know, there obviously wasn't a new Battlegrounds this week or anything extremely big that they added. But however, on point again with the weekly, quote, Battleground was still different with new voice lines, with the Crow taking front and center. Excellent, excellent voice lines. I mean, I think we're all in love with the Crow, right? No matter what your persuasions are, the Crow is an awesome character.
He has been.
Yeah. So
just in general. I love the weekly quest.
Yeah.
Which pretty much, I mean, it kind of centers around him, which I was wondering when he was going to be used for something, because, I mean, he's been just chilling out in the back of the helm since it's been there. And I've always found, you know, had that, so like, why are you here type deal? But I guess, at least in part, for this week's quest, considering the quest is normally, hey, go get some Cabal gold. Socket it. Now do the new battlefield. Okay, here's your stuff. Be debriefed now. Bye. But yeah, this one actually seemed to have, like, a lot more substance and such, considering it's, like, Crow tracking down.
He was just there. He was waiting for his turn. He's like, okay, no one's figuring this out yet. I'm going to figure it out now, you know?
Right, right. It was very nice that he, like, this whole... You have this whole tangential side mission of, you know, I think something is wrong. No one's told me to do this. No one knows about this. But, hey, how about we do this thing and see what this is all about?
Yeah, for sure.
When he says, Osiris tells me it's nothing or something to that effect, but I still want to make sure it's... That sparked my interest a whole lot more in this character, too.
Yeah.
He's way willing to, like, take risks. And, also, Bungie had released a... I don't know if y'all remember, but they released a lore bit not long ago of Zavala seeing the ghost of Prince Uldren. I don't know if that was in a lore book or released on the site. It might have been in a lore book. Crap. But anyway, it was one of the early pieces of this season's lore, or released on Bungie's site. Talking about Zavala seeing, like, the ghost of Prince Uldren, and then this week's mission is... Crow being like, I think they're trying to assassinate Zavala.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh! It ties together. Nice. Technically, Zavala has been seeing the ghost of Uldren.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah, well, it's great. And I don't know if they're going to have new voice lines every week. Oh, and the ones between Amanda Holiday also are just great.
Oh, yeah. I am so happy that they do have a lot. They seem to have focused a lot more on, like, bringing the characters back, essentially, you know? Yep. Like, having Saladin has a part in this, which is fan-freaking-tastic, even though it's just, like, a debriefing half the time. You know, bringing in Osiris, you got banter between Crow and Holiday, and... Ugh! And some of that, even some of the, like, older dialogue between them was just, like, super heartbreaking. You know, with Amanda Holiday hating the Fallen, but here Crow now actually has a different perspective on the Fallen, because he's lived with the band of Fallen, so he doesn't share the blind hatred most other Guardians have of them.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
Hey, quick live update, Sin. Did we actually get that without the ghost getting disrupted?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? I thought we did. Let's see. That would have been my first one.
I don't think so, because it's not on there unless you have to finish the battleground.
Maybe it's when you finish the battleground. Hey, at least I stopped the unstoppable guy. I don't know what you all were doing, but...
Sitting there, taking it like a champ. Pause.
Yeah, taking it like a champ. Well, we have... I don't know if there was anything too notable coming up with this next week in Destiny. And I think, though, the week after, we're getting pretty close to the new strike, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so. Which is cool, because that means one step closer to Tron armor for Guardian Games.
Yeah, that's right.
I can't wait. I'm so going to get that Hunter armor. Nobody can stop me. Well, my bank account can stop me, but I've been working a lot of Saturdays recently, so.
Yeah. All right, anything else anyone wants to talk about? Other than what
your mom. No, kidding. Yes, sir. So I explained to somebody, because I think I was reading with someone new, and I just started tossing out your mom, and I'm like, I'm sorry, but I tend to get stuck on that. I guess that's like the 90s in me or something.
I kind of hear you, what you're saying, yeah. It's like, I never really even said that back then. The other people did, right? but then I feel like it has to be said now.
Right.
I don't know. I'm crazy.
But yeah, like I said, I guess that's the whatever generation I am. I don't know.
Neil.
Des exclusive? Do we get to find out how old you are?
I mean, technically, I am born within the ranks of millennial, but also I have read that there is, like, I'm basically a tweener, essentially.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I was definitely
similar age to my wife, and she feels kind of like she would almost prefer to be Gen X, but, you know.
I mean, I think that just also comes from just a lot of bad-mouthing about millennial attitude and such, but
yeah.
Which, I mean, millennials do get a lot of run about things, but to be fair, I mean, I'm definitely, like I said, I fit the more solid definition of years I fit within millennial, but there's still aspects and things from Gen X I've taken a lot of characteristics, which, to be fair, my mother was older when she had me, so I guess that actually might explain some generation blending as well. Because, you know, older values, because older parent. I mean, the nightmare story of my teenage years was I was going through puberty while my mom was going through menopause.
Oh, so, gotcha. And did you have older siblings at all, or was it just kind of you? Okay. Having older siblings made some of that difference too, right?
Yeah. My brother is actually 12 years older than me.
Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's that. Yeah. Probably has a hand in it as well. So, yeah, I am 30 something, 6, 7.
Well, you are pretty much my wife's age. So there you go. And I'm on the early end of the official Gen X. You know, so
I'll be 37 this year. So early wife reminds me.
That's all good.
Yeah, I'm an 84 baby. So.
All we know is that Gator's a boomer, right? That's all that matters.
Yes. Right?
Yeah. Okay, good, good. That's all we know.
Okay, boomer.
Okay, boomer. All right. Well, any last minute updates you want to do, Sin, before we close out here? Because this is your one time during the week to play. No, I'm just kidding. I know you said you did the other things this week.
Yeah, I'm actually actually moving along quite well with my the triumphs or whatever, the weekly challenges. I just finished the one where you had to do all the sniper kills. And
nice. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I actually probably I got 5 left, so no. 5 or 4? 4. Because the end season one still shows up on the bar at the beginning. So I have 4 left for this week and I'll be done.
Nice.
You're
further along than I am now.
Yeah. I'm already slacking on them a little bit, mostly because obviously they can be finished later on and because some of them tend to synergize with each other. So a couple of these Gambit, I'm a couple weeks behind on all the Gambit and I figure, I'll play some Gambit and kind of work on multiple ones at the same time when I play Gambit again. Which, speaking of, let's get a Gambit going. I mean, I want a Gambit with everyone, of course, but Azanis, you keep saying You gotta pick a time. More than likely, I'll be available. So I think the onus is on you.
Be there or be square.
Yeah. Pick a time. I'm down. Well, good talk this week. I know we'll have a lot of news coming out soon with some more things in the game and as we go forward. So I'm just happy we're on 101. I mean, we're over 100 years old. I mean, episodes old.
Wow.
Wow. All right.
On Twitter, underscore Raven. And, of course, you can most likely find me on the Discord, potentially, which you should definitely join. Cause, but, yeah, having occasional very long posts, either occasionally about Marvel lore or Destiny lore or some other nerd lore I know about. Mm-hmm. Trust me.
They can find me occasionally twitch.tv/SynMedia, SynACYN, and over on Twitter at Syn_media.
And you can find me as Kingsley Mack most places except for Twitter. I am MC Kingsley. But more importantly, you can find our show. Two of the best places to find it is either A, on Twitter as The Guardian Hub, or B, through our lovely website, theguardianhub.com.
The best hub on the net.
Yes. We are the best first, second, and third hub. Reference last week's episode if you don't know what we mean. All right. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in for another week, another episode. We really appreciate it, and we will see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.